Right. And now, obviously, as someone who's an American, what would you say is the general attitude in the United States of America right now? Anything that's being done in terms of voicing people's concerns?
Well, there are protests, but the protests aren't going to do any good
right now.
Well, we're at a parliamentary system here.
Yes.
So no matter how ineffective or unpopular Donald Trump becomes in the coming years, and I think there's a real chance he'll become very ineffective and unpopular because he has, not so much because he doesn't have, he has got a party behind him that's in control of Washington and many of the states, but he's made promises he can't possibly keep. You can't bring back the coal mines and the steel factories. That's just not going to happen. And he's not going to be able to do better than Barack Obama did on a whole series of national and international issues. So this will play out. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. The Democratic Party is in considerable disarray right now with everybody pointing fingers at everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not terribly effective. But there isn't actually anything that's going to happen very quickly. It's fair to say that more than half, much of the elite in the United States is very upset about this outcome. But probably the first crises will come around issues of immigration. And I expect there'll be a great deal of local and state resistance to any sweeping measures to remove undocumented people from the United States.
Right, and another point that I wanted to touch on is Donald Trump's wife, Melania, has been publicly scrutinized, and a few people oppose of this, and a few people it has come to a shock as the fact that designer Sophie Tellez, who worked for years with Michelle Obama, posted an open letter on Twitter stating that she wouldn't be making anything for Melania Trump, and she hopes that other designers will follow her example. Now, obviously, Melania, she came out publicly stating that she didn't want Trump to run for presidency. But as his wife, she decided to support him, as did his children. And now, a lot of people argue that her being scrutinized and her being criticized for Trump's mistakes and Trump's mouth is deeply unfair because she's not the president. She is the first lady, but she didn't want this. She's just supporting her husband. So now, in your opinion, what do you think, what do you say to those who scrutinize Melania, considering the fact that she never wanted to be involved in politics? Now, she is in politics, but she is in politics as the first lady, but she can't control Trump. So, in your opinion, what would you say to the people that are attacking Melania as the first lady?
Well, look, I don't think it's a very worrisome if somebody doesn't want to make dresses for her. I mean, there'll be plenty of people who make dresses for her. The one issue about Melania that strikes me as fair game because she herself raised it is whether her original immigration to the United States was legal.
Yes.
Whether she worked in the United States before she was legally entitled to do so, and I think there's quite a bit of evidence that she probably did. That is certainly something that should be raised when issues of undocumented immigration are debated in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I don't think that there's going to be a great deal of effort to harass her.
Mm-hmm.
She isn't even going to move to the White House initially. She's going to stay in New York with their son. And in many ways, the action isn't even going to be Donald Trump. He'll be on Twitter all the time trying to distract attention, but
yeah.
A lot of what's really going to happen is going to happen with the Republican Party taking advantage of his presidency to push through sweeping changes in the United States. That's what I think a lot of domestic political actors are going to be focused on.
Right. And now, moving on, Dr. Scott Chipple, I also wanted to touch on your background, your impressive background as the Victor S. Thomas Professor of Government and Sociology at Harvard University. What is the best advice that you can provide to the young professionals interested in pursuing graduate studies?
Well, I'm actually in the Faculty of Arts and Sciences of the government department. They all have the same name. I have ties to the School of Government as well.
Yes.
We're very competitive here in our admissions, but if you're passionate, go ahead and apply. I think any one institution isn't necessarily the point.
Right.
If you want to pursue a career of scholarship, or if you want to pursue a career of public service, either of those are very worthy, and if that's your passion, you should pursue it, and you shouldn't worry about short-term ups and downs in the political scene, because over time, your talents will make a difference.
Mm-hmm. And now, with the work that you do, what would you say have been some of the most rewarding and challenging aspects associated with serving as a professor in the field of sociology and political science?
Well, I've seen a lot of changes over the course of my career, but it's been exciting to work both to do research, wide-ranging research on the United States and on comparative politics, and I love teaching as well. So I'm very happy. I'm engaged with public discussions in the United States, and I intend to redouble those efforts over the coming years, because I think independent voices that are able to point to the truth are going to be very important.
Dr. Scotchball, I want to finish this off by thanking you for doing this interview, and thanks again for the talk.
Thank you.
Thanks again.